Right, well, last summer, the Society was invited to put on a display at St. Lawrence's Church as part of their Morden Village Festival. And while I was there, I was delighted to be introduced to two ladies who told me that their father and grandfather had owned a pig farm in Garth Road. And I thought that that sort of thing had ceased years and years ago. I'm very interested in medieval times, so I know all about pig farming in 14th century in Morden, but I didn't know anything about it in the 20th century. So I'm delighted that both ladies are here. One in the audience, Beryl and Betty, are both here with us today. And the next Sunday, I was chatting to a friend at church about the festival, and I said I'd met these two ladies. Oh, said Gladys, yes, I remember them well. I knew the pig farm. I used to live in Garth Road as well in the 1930s. So thank you, Gladys, for joining us. And whenever we have Historical Society meetings, all we need to mention is any name at all or any place at all. And Madeline will say to us, ah, oh, yes, my aunt lived there, my grandmother lived there. Admittedly, your family's been here since, what, 1750s? 1748. So you know, it's understandable that they have had quite an impact on the area. And so it's great to have you with us as well, Madeline. Yeah. Yes, Rosemary Turner, our secretary, she was with me at the exhibition at St. Lawrence's last year, and she's been working on the 1910 valuation records, and she's preparing it for publication. And, oh yes, she said, there were lots of pig farms in Lower Morden in 1910. So, all these wonderful things we're going to discover, not just about pigs, I'm sure. At the time, I sort of suggested that they might like to write their memoirs. And then this wild idea came that perhaps we could all get together and just talk about it and record it and find out what we can discover. And I mentioned it to the committee meeting and went down all right, and here we are. So welcome to what I think is probably Merton Historical Society's first chat show. And my plan is to introduce each of my guests and find out something about each of them, and then to open up discussion among all three. And then later on, there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions, to share your memories. I know that several of you grew up in Morden in the 1930s as well, and you'll have many memories to share, though perhaps from a different perspective, for people who'd already here when suburban development started, to those who moved in as part of suburbia. So that will probably be after the tea break, about 3:30 onwards. So I think that is probably enough for that. Lose those. I will sit down.